Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful CBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. This is your host, Allison Bachman, and I thank you for being here with me tonight. I have a very special guest on the show tonight, and I'm just plain happy to have this opportunity to talk to him. You may remember Jeff from Lifetime TV in a program called America's Psychic Challenge. And if you happen to see the program, Jeff did some astonishing psychic work on the show, but he's probably best remembered for finding a young child hiding in the desert. I think it was a one-mile radius, and he found this young man in less than 1 minute during a challenge. Quite literally, he ran directly to the child without a moment's hesitation, and I'm sure that it stunned more than a few people, myself included. Now, to tell you a little bit about Jeff, he's an empathic healer, a spiritual medium, and a psychic. His current work extends to empathic healing with individuals and groups, spiritual mediumship, and psychic readings with individuals, as well as workshops, television, film work, writing, and education. He's been a practicing empathic healer, spiritual medium, and psychic for the past 13 years. He first realized he was an empath at the age of 11. His abilities include the gift of sight dealing with the past and the future, communication with the living and non-body living through mediumship. He also engages in spiritual counseling from a place of empathy. You're more than welcome to go to his website, jeffbakerpsychic.com, to read more about him, because right now I want to welcome him to the show and start talking to him. So hi, Jeff. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's really wonderful to have you. You know, I watched that show from the beginning. I thought it was, you know, a rather fascinating concept, and I was really interested in how it was going to go. I have to say that, you know, I watched you on that show, and one of the things I want to say here is you've got some thinking to do to your parents for those beautiful, are they green eyes, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Thank
you better
you.
Thank
yes.
somebody for them, because they're gorgeous.
I thank them all the time. They're
yeah.
wonderful people. Yeah.
yeah. But you're
thank
also,
you, though.
Yeah, well, there's something that shines through those eyes, I think, that I connect to. You know, it's a very, I don't know, just something where you can see into the soul of all things. There's just something, a lot of wisdom in those eyes, and I think I caught that, you know, when I watched you on that show. But I know you're far more than your work on America's Psychic Challenge, but I did want to ask you, did you enjoy that experience? What did you learn about yourself from it? And would you do it all over again?
Well, we'll start in reverse, because that's what I like to do.
Okay, we'll go
yes.
in reverse.
Yes, I would do it again. I learned, you know, numerous things on that show. One is, you know, the primary thing that I learned is just a deeper level of discernment and discretion, which is kind of always happening in my life from a day-to-day, moment-to-moment perspective. But particularly on the show and, you know, when you're working 18 hours a day and there's cast and crew and other psychics around, and it's in a competitive sort of environment, which is not my genre at all.
Sure.
It, you know, it was a rough experience on set day to day. And it was also, I should reference, 110 to 120 given the day that we were shooting the entirety of the show.
Sure. Yeah.
So it was a little hot.
Yeah, I would think that it's kind of be hard to do everything on demand, you know. Lights, camera, action, do it. You know, I would think that would be a hard thing to do,
yes.
besides all the other challenges of doing the show. But did you enjoy it, or was it just, you know, a growing experience?
It was a growing experience, and there were parts that I enjoyed, and there were parts that I did not enjoy, to be completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the production aspect was a little hard, like you said. Like, we'd go from like one challenge to another challenge to another challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they would do it is they would set it so that everybody had a different number. So you might have just one challenge in filming that day, but you're a number, so you might be one through four of the four that were on the show that night.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might be one, two, three, or four. So most of, you know, it's just the whole thing with television, is sit around and wait and sit around and wait and then go. And but when you got to the challenge, there was literally, you know, like John Burke, the host, the way that I met him for the first time was walking straight on camera like I knew him already.
Oh, yeah? Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was, I mean, the dynamics of that are kind of interesting. And literally the first thing that I did was the crime in the bakery of the murdered woman, Anna's friend. And it was the first day of filming, and I think I was two. And I went, you know, just right in and met John in the scene of the crime, and then was just given the detail, the picture, you know, which was sealed up and no details, and just go, Jeff.
Yeah. I liked him, you know, the host of the show, mainly because he was really respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was a little concerned when I heard the concept of the show, because I thought, oh, God, please don't make it a circus. And really, it was very respectful. And I really liked the way that he handled the whole thing. And I think he himself, you know, was very open to the experience. So, you know, I was glad.
Very.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, John was. He was very open, and we have many conversations. He's actually a very deep person, in my opinion. And, you know, we got along great.
Right. Well, let me ask you, because in my humble opinion, one of the most difficult psychic gifts to manage is being an empath. And I was wondering if you can explain to our listeners what an empath is, and then perhaps comment on whether or not you agree with me that being an empath is not only a gift, but it also can be very hard to live with at the same time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, to explain an empath is sort of, you know, that line from a movie, Dancing, about architecture. It's a little hard, but I'll do the best that I can. And and what I consider an empath to be, and for lack of vernacular and better word choices, is sort of the jack of all trades in the psychic realm. You know, I do precognition work, I'm clairvoyant, I do past work, I do past life regression work, I do energy healing, I do medical intuitiveness, I do training, I do it's all the modalities. And I don't know if that's everybody's basis. Yeah, I know, I'm quite sure it's not as an empath, but it was mine, and mine is based my abilities, my life, everything, down to my toenails, is based in, you know, a very broad but structured spiritualism that I was fortunate enough to start receiving at an early age and start getting at an early age. So, but, you know, to reference the tough part, yeah, it was really, really tough. I mean, I had to hide a lot of things as a teenager, and then I would go away places, and it's just a bit confusing, you know, for other people. But I had support, which was the wonderful thing. But, you know, through empathy, you suffer a lot,
you
take
you
on.
Feel it. Don't you?
What's
you
that?
Feel it? You feel it?
Oh, yes.
When you, like, let's say, for instance, that you connect to a crime scene.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say you connect to somebody that you're trying to heal. You feel what's wrong with them, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's got to be difficult.
Yeah. And you know, with crime scenes, like, I feel it, I taste it,
really?
I smell it. If there's blood involved, I get that. I get all the, like, sort of intricate details to a crime scene. And those are often, for multiple reasons, very, very tough and taxing and hard.
Mm-hmm.
But beneficial and helpful and useful to people in need.
Sure.
But, they are very, very hard to withstand, because you've got all these different pressures. You know, it's not – I work crime for state, local feds on a regular basis. And you deal with the officials. You deal with the parents or the children or the relatives. I do a lot of kids, because that's just sort of something that I like to hone in on. You deal with the families, you deal with the friends of the family, you deal with the television and the media coming out to where you're searching, you deal with people coming out that sort of might not be kind of on the same track that you are.
Sure.
And you so you kind of have to field all of that and use your best discretion and discernment of doing it. So, it's really, really, really tough. And my growing up experience was, it was beautiful, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But that the only way I can say that it's beautiful is because it was tough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Right. Well, I think it's really interesting that you, in your bio information, it says that you realized you had this gift at age 11. And, of course, in numerology, we always pay attention to numbers because that's what we do. And I'm a numerologist. And I'm like, of course, age 11, because, you know, it's a very significant number. It's a master number. It's also talking about a connection to the spiritual realm. Oftentimes when people's ages add up to an 11, even beyond that, 29, 38, 47, 56, usually there can be, you know, a real spiritual experience that comes in at that age. So I wasn't the least bit surprised. And your assistant did kind of give me your date of birth and a little bit of information because I'm always, you know, it saves me the trouble getting to know you because I can just look at your numbers. And I can,
right.
You know, it saves me a whole lot of trouble. You know, you really have an extraordinary amount of twos in just in your birth name. And that really is the empath energy. That's the ability to feel, to absolutely, you know, connect to other people. So it goes beyond what's normal for a person. You have definitely some, and a lot of master energy that goes on there. And certainly, you know, you, I think on many levels, you know, it's your job to take whatever, wherever it is you go. And really, you mentioned the word structured. You mentioned, you know, it's like mastery of several things. It's mastery of mind, mastery of body, mastery of spirit.
Right.
And it's really what you're working on in this lifetime. And I found your chart to be very fascinating. And certainly could see, you know, your work. I think you're going to be very successful at what you do. You certainly have, you know, the potential for that. But, you know, I could just see what you do in your numbers. And so that was, you know, being a numerologist, I'm always excited about that sort of stuff.
Of course.
Okay. Now, I see that you're working on a book, and I also see that you're going to be in, is it Billings, Montana in May? You're going to be working on finishing this book?
And yeah, I will be finishing the book in Billings. And doing some other things there, too. Yeah.
Sure. You're going to be doing some readings and some healings there. Can you tell us a little bit about this book and when we can expect it to be published? You call it the Conduit?
Conduit.
The Conduit.
Yeah.
Conduit. Mm-hmm. Hello, Elson. Okay. Okay. Go ahead. Tell me about it.
It's a, you know, I was just at the New Living Expo, and I read a little bit of it to the audience there. I was speaking on pain and suffering, or cherishing pain and suffering through empathy. And that's really what the book is kind of learning how to take pain and suffering and ingest them instead of, you know, expel them or put a remedy on them that it's not lasting. Ingest the pain and suffering and learn in that ingestion of how to cherish it to the point that that you can get derived meaning and much more from it than, you know, just meaning, but it's something that's not superficial or on the surface. It's very deep and connected for you on many different levels. And the book is about that, and but it is an autobiography book, you know, with help written from another person who kind of structured it. And it's pulled in vignettes. And the vignettes are vignettes of, like, stories of my life and the things that I've done and sort of all the experience that I've had over 78 countries and all 50 states.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can tell from your website. Even I was looking at you were working on a documentary.
Yes.
And you're still working on the Awake.
Mm-hmm.
And the various different places that you've been, my God.
We've been a bunch.
What do you have suitcase will travel constantly, must be.
Yeah.
I love the idea.
My middle name.
Yeah, I love the idea of the documentary. Ask one simple question, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought that was really interesting. I even sat there for a moment and thought, well, how would I answer that question?
So, how would you?
How would I answer that question?
Yeah, sure.
Love. I just feel, I don't know, I'm trying to set an example. I feel it. I am it. I'm a seeker. I'm eyes wide open. I embrace everything. I'm just trying to be loved.
That's great.
That question. That's what came to me. Hopefully that's what I am. That's what I do. I just try to live it, breathe it, be it. So,
yeah.
Anyhow, there you go. And also, you've got a radio show?
Yeah, I have a radio show on Blog Talk, The Spirit Weaver, I think, thespiritweaver.com, that I do on Thursdays. I just started that, like, I don't know, 5 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going good. You know, I've had some really interesting people on, and had a cool band on. That was really fun. I enjoy it. I mean, I enjoy it. You know, we are just, you know, we're inundated during the show with callers, and it's just a, I think it's a good need to give back in a short amount of time. But, you know, always towards the end of the show, and you might feel this way too, I'm always like, oh, well, that's it. We're out of time, you know.
Yeah, really.
You just can't get to everything in an hour, you know.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Usually time flies when you're on
television. Yeah, that's right.
But it's really kind of fascinating. I mean, I never saw myself doing this, and then here I am. So what am I going to do?
But there you go.
Yeah, I love, you know, it's like there's two dynamics here. That's me being very interested about your work, totally relating to your work. Mm-hmm. And also you, you know, have a kindness of your heart coming on my show. And pretty soon we're going to be opening up the lines and letting people call in and talk to you. And I know you're going to be giving people insight, and that's very kind and wonderful of you. And what a great way to do it. You know, the radio show, you know, there's people out there that may never ever have the opportunity to have contact with you or to ask you a question. And and I love the idea that I can offer that to my listeners and, you know, give them an opportunity, and, you know, to talk to someone like you. So, you know, in that,
yeah,
it's a cool gig. I love it. And I get to talk to people like you. Hey, nothing wrong with that, right? What about me? Okay. I also want to mention here that you're going to be in Sonoma and Marin County in June for workshops and readings as well.
Yeah, I'm a bit on tour. I'll be filming a new TV show in July, so I'll be in California in Sonoma doing some work with a bunch of people out there in workshops and individual work. Mm-hmm. And in May, I'll be finishing the book in Billings. Then I'll be in L.A. for quite a bit of time, and
So is that anything you can talk to us about?
Well, I can tell you there's three things going on right now. One is just a one-time deal thing that I'm going to be doing for A&E.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually talking to all three people tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
One is for a different channel that I can't mention the name for, but it's a really cool show of working with teens with abilities.
Wonderful.
And the other show is a reality show about my life.
Ah.
And that's the one that's
about
It's more of an actuality show, I think, you know, pretty much. But,
yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Do you have a sign up on your website for, like, to be kept abreast about what's going on in your world?
Yeah, you do. You can just go. It's not per se a sign up, but if you email anything in, just like hi or hello or put me on the sign up, it's under general comment.
Oh, cool. All right. Then I will.
Yeah,
because I want to know all this stuff. That would be fun.
Okay,
it can be very boring. I just love things that are very interesting. But if you don't mind, what I really would like to do is kind of like take a moment here. And I know that there are probably, you know, people that are interested in calling in and maybe they have a question, you know. Maybe themselves, you know, I know that you do a lot of spiritual counseling, and maybe you can help somebody understand what it is to be an empath and maybe help them out. Maybe they've got some questions they'd like to ask you about your work or maybe comments about your work. Also, you have said that, you know, maybe you can offer some of the people that call in some insight, a little bit of reading going on. I do know that Beverly told me that if anybody calls in that wants insight, that you don't want any information from them if they'll just give you their first name. Now, do you want them, if they have a specific question, do you want them to ask the question about anything specific, or do you just want the name?
If they have a specific question, they ask that, but I don't enlarge or work with information, per se. It just comes, and then I get feedback from the person.
Okay, all right. So we got that.
If you have a question.
Sure. So if they got some questions, you know, I'm going to open up the lines. You're welcome to call into the show and talk to my guest, Jeff Baker. Certainly, you know, he's an empathic healer, spiritual medium, psychic, you know, and he's got to talk to you. So here's the numbers. You can call toll-free at 888-815-9756. You can call in at 530-876-3222. And you can also call in at 530-876-9916. And if you didn't get those numbers, if you just go to the front of BBS Radio, CBSRadio.com. The numbers are right there. Make sure you're dialing in for station 1, okay? And I also want to remind our listeners that you're welcome to visit Jeff's website, jeffbakerpsychic.com. And there's also in the show info tab on Visible by Numbers on Monday nights. We also have, you know, his website, more information about him there, how to contact him, et cetera, et cetera. One thing I want to talk to you about, you know, like I was looking over your website, you know, as far as, you know, you still do readings for people. You also mm-hmm. do spiritual, you do the healings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on one right now. Yeah, I was really kind of interested because you used a word here. Mm-hmm. You say that you use a method called pushing through to heal
yes.
the body and heal the mind. And I was wondering if you could explain kind of to me what that is.
Sure. The book is going to explain it in great detail, but
sure.
pushing through is the modality in which I use, and it's not a modality that's taught anywhere. and basically what it is to explain it is, it's sort of adverse to what most healers do or contradictory to what they do. And pushing through is actually pushing through to somebody's, there's four houses that I work in, the emotional, the physical, the spiritual, and the death house, which is also considered the beginning house to me.
Yeah.
And in those four houses, I push through all areas of disease or what I like to call dis-ease or an uncomfortability of the body, mind, or soul.
Mm-hmm.
And quite literally, when I push through, it's also a pull through too. So in pushing through somebody's body and pulling stuff out of their body and then replenishing it with stuff that might be of better assistance to their quality of life in those houses. And it's a 3-day intensive long thing, and I'm actually at a client's house right now as our day just ended about 45 minutes before this phone call.
Wow.
of 3 days. And so it's in a, you know, kind of an intense whirlwind of an experience.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And I work with everything.
Yeah, I want to look forward to that book. I definitely like to read that. but anyhow, I want to tell you, Jeff, that we do have a caller. So I'm going to check to see who's calling.
Okay.
Who's calling?
This is Glenda Abel. I would just like to ask for maybe a little direction in the future in my mediumship.
Okay. Did you hear that okay, Jeff?
I actually didn't.
Okay. It's Glenda. And
okay.
She.
Hi, Glenda.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Glenda, do you
want
to just say it loud so Jeff can hear you?
I'm kind of a little at a standstill in the psychic mediumship. And
okay.
I was wondering if you had any insight in moving forward now.
Did you hear that okay, Jeff?
Did she say she lived in Fort Worth though?
No, no. She's asking that she's at a little bit of a standstill, kind of like, you know, it's quiet.
Okay.
With her, she's working on her own mediumship skills. So she was wondering
okay.
if you had any insight.
Definitely, you know, starting places to work on mediumship are with those who are passed on already or in a different realm right now. So to start, you know, helping to hone your skills or to practice every day is to talk to them all the time, and no matter what the circumstances is, even if you're at the grocery store or wherever, I look like a lunatic, but that's okay. The world doesn't need to judge you that much. But tapping in a little bit deeper on a spiritual level is to ask for guidance and ask for training. And that guidance and training might not come in the form of a person like such as myself. It might come in a form of your own type of guide. A lot of people call work with guides or archangels or whatever. And so just to ask for that in a broad sense more and more. And if you have it already, to go to ask for more insight into it and more insight into it and sort of, not in an insatiable sort of way, I wouldn't say, but in a more grounded kind of way. It's that your intentionality with it is the most important thing to me. So if you're coming from it just so you can, you know,
no,
do this or do
I,
that.
I need
yeah.
for healing.
Healing with that?
And help like I was helped.
Uh-huh. Did she say for healing and what?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Yeah, and so that's the right intentionality for it. So you just ask that, all those who have, all those, and it doesn't have to be a guide or an archangel. I mean, I hear too much of that to tell you that that's the truth. It can be anything. You just ask for the help in your communication or prayer or whatever you do to connect. You just ask for that help. And quite literally, all you do is sit still and calm and just relax and wait for the information to come to you. And as much information as you get is as much information as is doused out to you or as is needed. So if you don't get back all the information that you're looking for, that you want, all you need to do is be patient. It will come. You just have to be patient with it. It's not something that you can sort of wrench open and force to happen.
Okay, Glenda, did you hear?
That sounds wonderful, and I thank you for that insight, and I thank you for taking my call.
No problem, Glenda. Have a good night.
Thank you, Glenda.
Good night.
Good night. That's really interesting. I was going to ask you, are you feeling the energy of this year being quite intense?
Yes, very intense.
And are you having, let's just call it a little bit stronger, like even with your own abilities and your own experiences, finding that everything is coming in a little bit stronger?
Yeah, I'd say like, you know, notched up about 45% each day.
Yeah. It's an 11 universal year. And, you know, whenever, you know, we talked about the 11 briefly when we were talking about when your abilities came in at that age. And this, we haven't had an 11 universal year on this planet in over 100 years.
Wow.
And this brings in the energy of a connection to the spiritual realm. It definitely is a time where the truth is revealed, where there's an awakening that's going on, and certainly people would, you know, have more paranormal experiences or whatever you want to call that.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering if you were feeling it, because I know it's getting weird around my house, so I was just checking on you.
Oh, heck yeah. You know, I mean, it's quite normal for me, but the intensity is stronger and stronger and stronger, and dealing with the intensity of it is a whole new thing, because you learn a whole new, you learn a lot more, you know, and my whole thing, my whole shtick is, you know, I may be where I am, but I'm a work in progress, and all the time I'm learning more and more and more and more and more and more.
Exactly.
It's just sort of a never-ending thing for me.
I think it's a wise person. It's probably a master that says that they have not learned it all, that there's always something to learn. It's when you think that you've learned it all that you're a fool.
Yeah.
Even with numerology, you know, sometimes people want to slap the title master numerologist on me, and I say, no. I mean, unless I'm sitting to the left of Pythagoras and we're chit-chatting about numerology, I don't know at all. I'm just doing the best I can, and I am a work in progress as well. You know, you're always learning. So,
absolutely.
I think that's a sign of a very wise person. But I know that we do have another caller, so I'm going to check to see who's calling. Hi, who's on the line?
Hi, this is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well. Do you have a question for Jeff?
I was just wondering if you wanted to do a reading, not a specific question.
Okay.
Sure. I could barely hear you, but I think your name is Tanya?
Tanya.
Tanya?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, the reception sometimes is a little weird, and I'm on a cell phone. Did you have a specific question, or did you just...
Just general, if you wanted to give me some general information, whatever you're picking up.
Give me a second, and let me see if I can get something for you.
Sure.
You know, what's coming to me through the way that it comes to me is quite frankly medical intuitive is where I go very first to you. Medical intuitive hit that I get with you is sort of a feeling of tiredness and a lack of desire or motivation. It feels just, you know, it feels a bit stuck, but really I think it's medical in nature, meaning only that it's medical in the sense of Western medicine, but not meaning that, you know, you have to follow that sort of path with it. But that's the biggest sort of hit that I get on you without getting too personal into some of the details that might be causing some of those issues. There's also, like, I'm just kidding right now, but there's also a big stress right now with death around you. And that may be a death coming into you from a person that you're still dealing with. That death is how I'm getting it, specifically, not unspecifically. So that to be dealt with is kind of a threshing thing to get to go through, but you know, it's been, I don't know, it feels like you walked a million miles.
I'm sorry, it's as if which?
It feels kind of like you walked a million miles.
Well, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Okay, but, Daniel?
Pardon?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Have a good night. I wish I could do more on the radio. But
okay, thank you. Thanks for calling, dear. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Wow. It's kind of hard to get a name and go, I would imagine, but good for you.
Yeah. Whatever comes.
Yeah. Give me a date of birth and a name, and I could talk for hours, but that's just a whole other thing.
What else does my date of, you know, I mean, my assistant gave you my date of birth.
Sure.
What else insight? I mean, I'm just curious because, you know, honestly, to be quite honest and with everyone that's listening, I don't know a whole lot about numerology, really.
Really?
I know three.
Huh?
I know three, but other than that, I don't really know anything.
Well, I just got from when I looked at your chart, sometimes there's a configuration in a chart where what a soul came to do, who they are coming into this lifetime, meaning what their talents and abilities are, what their higher self is, all the experiences that they've ever done in the past. This is, you know, it comes in and you have that energy. And then you also have a mission to accomplish in this lifetime. And when those two numbers match, when they're one in the same, what that's saying about you is that you have a tremendous potential in this lifetime to do something very significant. And, you know, to me, but also it's like a double-edged sword.
Okay.
When you have double the energy of anything, sometimes, you know, you can have some issues with that energy because it's kind of like having, you know, your drink mix just a little bit too strong. Or sometimes it can be, you know, something along those lines where the positive is intensified and the negative is intensified as well. So for you, you know, the one thing that I know is this is power and mastery of mind, body, and soul. That's what you're working on in this lifetime.
Cool.
You definitely have master energy in your chart. You have, you, on so many levels, you are an authority. You're naturally a walking authority. You must set goals and you must achieve things in life, and that must be your purpose, to achieve things, not necessarily for the success, but
right.
for the just the satisfaction of accomplishing things. I do know that very important and influential people will be drawn around you in your lifetime. It's your birthright. It's like draws like. You're going to draw powerful.
That is very true. Yeah.
Very important people around you.
Mm-hmm.
They're there for a reason to help you along your path. The other thing that I'm going to say here for you is that you have, you know, some potential in your lifetime that you may very well leave a legacy. Whether it's imparting information, knowledge, or building something that helps humanity, and it'll be here long after you're gone. One thing about you, I worry a little bit about you, is being a little bit of a workaholic.
I'm laughing because it's true.
Yeah, okay. And so, you know, you got to, you know, tune into your birthday number, because that really gives you a lot of your mediumship. When anybody has a 3 in their chart, you know, your birthday is a 12, but you have to give it the 3. So that's telling me, first off, I'm going to tell you, smile. You've got a beautiful smile. You're going to remain young, looking for long after, you know, when other people are saying, how old are you? They're not going to believe. So enjoy that.
I get that a lot, yeah.
Yeah, you're younger.
Spot on.
You're younger. And then also, you know, you're going to find that you have charisma. You have star quality. And that's what a 3 birthday does. I mean, it puts a person on stage. It gives them a gift with words. But also there's mediumship that comes in with that energy as well. So you got a lot of psychic stuff going on in your chart. But like I said, what really got me was, God, so many twos. That's crazy. It just means you feel. You literally are strongly empathic just based on this energy. But you're not, you know, there's a lot of people that could have an abundance of talents and abilities, and they flounder. And you have the ability to direct those talents and abilities, to focus on it, to really organize, be efficient, get it done. And, you know, so that gives you huge potential for accomplishment in this lifetime, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. See what I'm telling you? Give me a name and a date of birth and go on.
That's really good, and that's really on. I mean, I make a very concerted effort to, I mean, I'm a workaholic. That's funny that you brought that up. But, but the thing is with my gifts, I don't consider, my life is synonymous with who was what and who and whatever you want to say I am. It's so my work is not really work.
No.
It is who I am, and it's always who I am. But
well, if you do what you love, then you isn't work anymore. It's your joy. And
that's
where you can achieve your greatest success, is working along the lines of what gives you your greatest joy. So
that's
wonderful.
Great.
But still, I'm telling you, once in a while, take a day off. Okay. So
okay,
that's
a little
advice from Allison, okay?
Okay, Allison, thanks. I have 33, by the way, tattooed on my arm. Just
do you really? Yes, I you're 33. Yeah. Yeah. I feel healer on many levels with you. You know, a lot of what comes through in your chart as well is, you know, for me, I'm a little bit on the intuitive side myself, and So when I looked at you from the get-go, I saw 33s all around you. I mean, from right on that show, and I just really feel that you're the healer of healers. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's
really cool. I've been seeing that for my whole life.
Well, that's telling you that you're the healer of healers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we have a caller. So hey, enough about us. Okay. Who's on the line?
Oh, hi.
Who's this?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I was enjoying listening. So.
Okay, well, good. I'm sorry. We didn't mean to go. We weren't ignoring you. I knew you were there.
Hi, Lisa.
You have a question for Jeff?
I do. I've been out of work for this whole year, and I am really, like, just ready to go back to work. I don't know if that's what's – I really don't know as to what I need to do in order to create more work. So I was hoping maybe you could pick up on something, like a next course of action.
Okay. Give me one second. Picking up on work for you is definitely continuing education in a slightly different manner. Receiving information, so I'm just spitting it out at a fast pace. So that is in need of education in a slightly different way, just for the sake of credentials that really don't mean anything, because they just don't, but are needed for a different slant in your work environment. And what I have all around you is like this growth experience being suppressed by also what I would call sort of a, you know, it's not physical really, it's more of a spiritual autoimmune thing, which is like spiritually you've been knocked down like a lot.
Yeah.
And there's like this confusion that I feel around you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the feeling that like, I can't cut. You know, what the heck is going on with my spiritual side? You know, I wanted to say the F word, but, you know. Anyhow, that spiritual confusion, you know, is quite literally just an obstacle for you to just look at and see that you can overcome it very easily, because there's nothing blocking you. I mean, there's nothing standing in the pathway there. It's just a little bit of continuing education and a different slant for you in work that you can pretty much do immediately. And you know, I just want to say, if you are obsessing, don't obsess on like spiritual reasons behind it, because for you and for a lot of people out there listening, there is a reason, but for you, it doesn't appear and doesn't feel like there is.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right,
no
thanks
problem.
For calling, Lisa.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah. I always find it fascinating. You know, you just got done saying for some people there is a block. There's a reason why the work isn't coming. Sometimes it's because you're definitely being – it's time to move on. It's time to change. It's time to let go of something that maybe isn't working for you, to move on to something that is.
Mm-hmm.
And – you know, so I can really relate to what you're saying, especially like a numerology chart, a lot of that's shown in there. So I kind of got that same feeling with her. So cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, slightly different road, but kind of on the same course. Yeah.
Right. You do a lot of, you train other empaths and healers, yes?
I do. Yeah. I'm constantly, it's called empathic training, and people of all different sorts and walks of life come. You know, I've worked with shamans, monks, priests, I mean, psychotherapists, counselors, regular Joe Schmo off the street, anyone who is intuitive in a way. There's a bit of a screening process that you have to go through, which is just the kind of talking on the phone for, maybe 10 minutes. That's not a judgment. It's not a judgment on my part for people who are looking into that. It's more just an assessment if it would be a good and viable thing for you to do with me, if I would be the right person to teach you. And obviously, if I wouldn't, then why waste your time and why waste my time? I could refer you to someone better for what you need. So. Mm. But yeah, I do that. And that's also a 3-day weekend or a 3-day.
Is it really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Yeah. I got another question about that, but I'm gonna put it on hold.
Okay.
And because I know I heard another beep, and so I'm going to ask who's calling, please. Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Hi. This is, do you want my whole name?
You could just give us your first name.
Okay. My name's Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. I was curious about knowing, am I allowed to ask a couple questions or just one?
Just one.
Okay. I was wondering if there's any of my spiritual guides from relatives that have passed on that are still with me.
Okay, can you translate for me? I can't hear you quite, Robin. So
I'll translate for you. She's asking if there's any spirit guides from people that have passed on that are still listening. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, I mean, relatives of mine that have passed on that are still, you know, with me in spirit.
Relatives that are with her in spirit. She's asking, are they still there? That's the question.
Oh, weird. your question isn't weird. My process is weird. Give me one second.
Sure. Thank you. I appreciate you trying to see.
No, absolutely. There seems to be on the paternal side two paternal figures that are still with you, and there seems to be more men than that, but they're not a bloodline, but they are of significance in your life, or were of significance in your life. I got a total of 5, 3 guys on the right side, 2 of bloodline, and 2 women on the left on the matriarchal bloodline side. One of them, I think, is a bit off the bloodline, meaning not related to you.
Okay.
At those 5 around you.
5? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
sort of like the discovery, right?
Do you happen to know if any names of them or?
Right now, no, I'm just seeing them through the phone here and where I am in this little room. Can any of you give it names for her?
Would you happen to know whether either one of those is one of my grandparents that passed?
Barbara was the name of a woman on one side, and so I had 2 B's on both sides. B for boy. Okay, B. Okay, B. So you're giving me Robert or Bob on the man side, on the patriarchal side, but if this is not a bloodline, but your
yes,
grandson.
Yes, yes, yes. Is there anything that he can
whoa,
say?
Whoa, whoa.
Because we very much miss him at this point.
I'm sorry. I can hear your excitement. I just didn't hear what you said.
She's validating
yeah.
what you said, and she was just, you know, I guess kind of looking for a message. And I'm just gonna say that's up to you, you know, because you know, if you've got
sure.
a message, fine. If not, it's okay.
He's right
Robert.
On track.
From Robert, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, he's on track.
What was that? What was that last part?
I'm not sure. I didn't exactly hear it. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Bravo, you had a message here. He's referencing 2 things, planes and art. And I think he's referencing the art thing is saying that, I don't know, he's flying high in creativity is the way that he's putting, matching them together. And also, like, looking after you and supporting you and kind of sort of pushing you to more creative endeavors. That's, like, his main message. And then he's just, like, kind of really hyper and excited.
Okay. hyper and excited. Love
yeah.
it. Okay, so there you go.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome,
thank
sweetie.
You.
Thanks for calling. That's really interesting. I love the way you're asking them questions, and I get to hear that. That's neat.
Does that mean, I don't know, it's just
right.
The way that I want.
Right. Well, I wanted to ask you, because this is kind of like tripping off the last question that I was asking you about training
sure.
people. You know, when I do neurology for people, obviously psychic gifts and talents and abilities are written in the chart, and certainly empathic abilities are written. Sometimes it's actually the challenge for the person, the fact that they are overly sensitive to their environment, to people's feelings, to feeling things. And, you know, I heard you earlier, and you know, I try when I do readings is not only to depart, give the information, but maybe some advice. What
mm-hmm.
can I tell someone who literally is having a difficult time being that strongly empathic? What mm-hmm. advice would you give them?
To seek guidance from other empaths. Are other people in the field that can be noteworthy and do your background work and your homework extensively. But to seek guidance on this plane to kind of solidify you and solid feet to the ground on the earthly plane that we walk.
Mm-hmm.
Because as empaths, we are in many different planes at once. So to seek advice from somebody on the earth who is also a practicing empath or medium or psychic that is right for you, grounded for you, and do much, much research and ask many, 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 many questions before you endeavor to seek counsel from someone on this plane. But that's the route that I went in, or was taken in, rather, and that's the route that I totally, from my experience at 33 years in this, you know, can say that I can totally validate it.
Right.
That worked for me.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good advice. But I also think I heard you, and I might be wrong, but I think I heard you say that it's not about blocking it.
Yeah.
But it's about allowing it to flow through you, to learn to embrace the experience. Right.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So most people, or most references to empaths, they would say things like, or, you know, cleansing the aura, you know, putting protection around them, carrying stones,
mm-hmm.
Sea salt bath, whatever you want to call it, treating the, you know, to have to block and to ground them and to center them and to also to keep other people's stuff out of their space.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying no. You're saying
no. No. Clarify that. There is too, to me, there's too much of that that's too, not substantial enough to support what an empath, a true empath, might be going through.
Right.
So salts and ores and cleansings and all these kinds of things that are, you know, I just spoke to New Living Expo, which was a great experience. But, you know, I kind of felt like, and there's humor in this, that, you know, walking through the expo that I needed a margarita and a joint, you know, just to sort of even out how many water purification systems and how many aura cleansers there
uh-huh.
were, and you know, that kind of stuff. And I think we're inundated and saturated with that, where
mm-hmm.
I find
yeah.
it to be really relevant in one's life and certainly in my life. And
sure.
that's really all I can talk about.
Sure.
In my life, to find a really grounded source for you that can help you master that. And that doesn't need to come in the form of a guru or a master.
Right.
It just needs to, you know, come in the form of guidance on this
right.
plane. And
right.
That's quite simply my experience. So.
Right. Well, I always find, like, when I connect to the energy of the numbers, and so when I talk to people, I actually fall into their energy. It's
yeah.
It's like I blend into their energy. I find that it's a wonderful tool because it enables me to deliver a better reading.
That's
because
right, yeah.
I absolutely can understand their energy, and I can understand mm-hmm. what they're going through what I'm seeing in the numbers. And
yep.
so it's interesting because I'll do a reading for someone really, really intellectual, and by God, I'm a really intellectual reader. And then I can do a reading for somebody that's silly, and I'll be saying, girl, let me tell you this, and I'm all happy and joyful, and I am so – and somebody could have a southern accent, next thing you know, I'm like y'all in all over the place. And I just fall into their energy, I allow their energy to become, you know, something that I use that helps me to read for them so that I can, you know, use this tool to help them to understand their purpose in life and what they're here for and certainly their journey and maybe heal them from the past and that sort of stuff. And it's really very helpful. And people always say to me, well, how much protection do you use? And I'm like, well, I don't know. It kind of works for me. I don't feel as though I might personally be feeling physically tired, or I might feel, you know, maybe having a little bit of an off day, but I go to do a reading and I feel great. I mean, I'm done with the reading. Yeah. I'm like, all of a sudden I'm not tired anymore. I'm totally jazzed, you know? So I just really
that's very true.
I don't know if that's the right way or the wrong way to go about it, but that's the way I go about it. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, it is, because there's all kinds of this mystical thought that you shouldn't take on somebody's energy and blah-de-blah-de-blah, and you should protect yourself because people are psychically going to hurt you or kill you or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, vampires. Yeah, okay.
You know, and I know a lot of people who buy into that. It's
right.
Just, if you're really grounded in your experience, it's quite okay to accept in somebody's energy, because that's the trait of an empath. You're pulling it into yourself and pushing it back out the same. So it makes complete sense to me. And I can say I have never been psychically harmed by anyone.
Right.
You know, and if there's ever been anything that's come up for me, it's I took 50% action in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I just take responsibility for, like, oh, okay, well, I let that person in, and they did this, or did that, and I did this, and I did that, and it's mutually beneficial, just like it is to be an empath on the reverse side, but I can't say that anybody has ever hurt me. I can say that if you Google me on the internet, you know, there's sites where Oral Roberts University hates me, and James Randi hates me, and skeptical people, and, you know, the I Hate Jeff Bezos. I don't really care about that shit. It doesn't do anything to me intellectually, spiritually, and definitely not physically. So, and everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Right. Well, I think that's the one thing that's beautiful about you, because, you know, most often people, you know, a lot of what my work is to teach people to be who they are and not really let themselves be defined by what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, more importantly, it's what you think that matters. It's how you define who you are that matters. Not what anybody else has to say about it. It's just, it's all about you. Be who you are. Because you can't be anybody else, because everybody else is taken. So be you. And, you know, so many people are just, like, so busy trying to please people or fit in or whatever the case might be, and being your authentic self and being comfortable with who that is, and not even what anybody has to say, negative, positive, or indifferent, it doesn't matter, because it's what you think that's important. And I'm really happy to hear you say that, Jeff. And, you know, okay, so just tell me whose site I got to go to. And then, no, I'm kidding. I didn't Google anything.
In healings and trainings that I offer, you know, it's what I always teach is being a master of yourself.
Sure. And that's what you're here for doing, and setting an example. And, you know, sometimes, you know, setting that example for others to follow. And I think that's a cool thing about you, because that's really what you're here about, mastery of mind, body, and spirit. So I love it. And you know what? You remember what I said about 55 minutes goes so fast while we're out of time.
That always happens.
Are you feeling a little bit more energized than you were at the start of the show?
I feel great. Yeah. I feel great. I'm very pleased.
I'm going to
catch
you some positive stuff. Yeah, you're an empath. Yeah. You ought to feel me now. I'm sending you good stuff. All right. Jeff, I can't thank you enough for jumping on the show. Thank you for being so kind as to do the reading for our listeners. And thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. I want to remind you to go to Jeff's website, which is www.jeffbakerpsychic.com. And, Jeff, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having
me. I hope you come back again.
Yeah, certainly.
When you get
anytime.
Your book out, love to promote it on the show.
All right.
All right, so you stay in touch, all right?
Okay, will do.
All right,
you have a beautiful
so much,
night.
Jeff. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And everybody out there, this is Allison. I'll be back next week, and I'm wishing you abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.